Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. All right, now we got things figured out. We're ready to go. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's up,
kid? Good morning.
Yes. It is, what is it, 6:22? Yeah. I'm not even sure. Close enough. Anyways, let's get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
Touchdown. All right, let's start with Major League Baseball because I want to end with football because there's some stories, man. Here we go. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Astros 5-2. Another win for Tampa Bay over there, and I'm sure a lot of people in America are a little happy about that because the Astros cheated a while back, and when the Astros win, people are like, So there you go. Tampa Bay Rays lead that series 3-0. In the National League, the Braves beat the Dodgers 8-7. Atlanta leads that series 2-0. Today in the National League, Dodgers going to be playing Atlanta at 6:05. Tampa Bay going to be in Houston at 8:40. So we got some baseball tonight, man. Moving over to the NFL last night. If you guys watched the game, it was a Tuesday night football.
Tuesday night football.
It was great, man. The Titans and the Bills. Titans smashed the Bills, dude. Two undefeated teams last night. And you know what? For a while, it was pretty close.
Now, look.
It's kind of going. I mean, it was close enough to where you're like, all right, this could be a game at the end. Until the fourth quarter happened.
I'm a little perplexed. I'm a little bemused, if you will, that the Bills were 4-0 going into this game.
You know what, though? Did you watch the game last night?
When did they get good?
Dude, they're good. Yeah. They're good. They're really good, Brock. They're really good. Their quarterback is phenomenal.
They have been trash for, like, the last, what, 20 years, I feel? Like, ever since Kelly? Well, I remember how long ago he was quarterback? I think that was the last time they were good.
Who is it, Josh Allen right now, I believe? Is that his first name, Josh? I think it's Josh Allen, dude. And last night, it was kind of the first time I really got to watch him.
Yeah.
Dude, he's good. It just proves that everybody in the NFL now is at a certain level where, like, it's like there's no buildup anymore. It's like, he's okay. He's going to be good in, like, a year, you know? No. Everybody shows up now and everybody's good. And if you're not, you don't play. You're out. Sorry, you got to hang with everybody else that's playing fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what, Josh Allen, even though he got his ass whipped last night a little, you know, in the fourth quarter, dude, he's throwing some passes, dude, that are just like, wow, threading needles, stepping up into the pocket and just whipping ball. It's pretty impressive, man. So I can't take anything away from the Bills or Josh Allen and that team, but when you got Derrick Henry stiff-arming people to hell.
Yeah, he's
literally, he's just smashing people. He had a stiff arm last night, bro. You need to look it up. It was that good. You need to look it up.
Did, like, he rip the guy off
of his feet. Dude, basically, he was running towards the sideline. The guy tries to kind of, like, tackle him up high instead of taking his legs out. Good luck.
There's nothing better than
that. Dude, he picked him up like a slammed him, dude. Oh, it was it was fantastic. But, yeah, it was a pretty fun game to watch last night.
Awesome, man.
More NFL news, man. NFL has no plans to moving into a bubble as it takes several steps to combat the spread of the old corona. You know, league will begin PCR testing for COVID-19 on game days now. On the actual game day, which is, I don't know how I feel about that. Because here's what it is. On game days, there's, like, the rapid test you take. It's not the most accurate test. The problem with the game day testing is some of these rapid tests test positive when the people aren't positive. So potentially you could be knocking people out of game days that are completely fine. That's why they've been doing it 2 days before, because they have the actual legit test that they send in. They can get it back within like 24 hours or something. And they know for a fact if you have it or not. So I don't know. This is kind of just playing towards the... Dude, the NFL is going to get screwed. I'm telling you. Just with this going on right now, they're going to test on game days. It's the start of the NFL saying, okay, we're not going to finish the season now because everybody, it's going to be a bunch of false tests. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. You know how I like to do that. When I'm right, I like to brag.
Yeah.
So.
That's exactly it. You're right on this, and we'll wait and see what happens.
Right. Here's another thing, man. New Orleans Saints mulling over the idea of play at LSU Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, where they could be able to have fans in attendance. Saints senior vice president for communications confirmed that the school offer to host the team's home games, saying the NFL is aware of the exploration of such an option. So they can't play, have fans at the Superdome.
It's indoors.
But if they go over to LSU, they can have fans. I don't know how I feel, man. It's weird. It's like there's a reason why they're not letting fans in the stadium, guys. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to have some players dropped off of your roster because, well, now we're playing at LSU and people are filling the stands and coughing all over everybody? I don't know.
Well, why don't we'll put a pin in this one, because that's actually a discussion that will go in, because you brought up the bubble, and I want to talk about the bubble, but we got to get moving here. So let's talk about the NFL bubble, because the NBA seemed to have success, and I don't know if that's something that they can do with the NFL. So we'll take a break. We'll talk more
about
this.
And another story next hour I'm going to have is Le'Veon Bell, and I'm sure you guys heard about Le'Veon Bell.
All right.
Pretty wild.
All right, more sports coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stick around. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107.
Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 726, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. It's time for your sportsies.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Hit us with it. What do you got?
So delicious, so delicious. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. The Braves, Tampa Bay Rays beating the Astros 5-2. Tampa Bay leads that series 3-0, which probably makes some people pretty happy. National League, the Braves beating the Dodgers 8-7. Close one there. Atlanta leads the series 2-0. Today in the National League, the Dodgers going to be in Atlanta at 6:05. In the American League, Tampa Bay going to be in Houston at 8:40. Let's see. There's some sports stories here. COVID, skip. Dude, literally COVID. I have nothing else but to talk about COVID. We'll talk about the game last night, then talk a little bit about it. How about that? Last night, the Titans beating the Bills 42-16, dude, which was kind of a closer game than what it really says up until like the fourth quarter, maybe late third quarter. They just kind of took it and ran with it. But you know what? Both teams, they were undefeated up until that game. Obviously, the Bills not undefeated anymore, but still look pretty damn good, dude. I'm telling you. Allen looks pretty damn good. The boy can throw the ball, steps up into the pocket. And same thing with the Titans, man. Derrick Henry had a stiff arm last night. They would basically murder any of us, dude. if we got
dead.
We got hit by the stiff arm. I was watching it last night. I'm like, dude, that guy's going to the hospital. That sucks. But, yeah, great game last night. Still great NFL being played this year. I'm still pretty excited about it, man. Let's talk about the Saints a little bit. They're mulling over an offer to play their home games at LSU's Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, where they would be able to have fans in attendance. A Saints senior vice president confirmed that the school's offer to host the team's home games, saying the NFL is aware of the exploration of such an option. So they might actually do this. So it's probably a money grab. I think there's a lot of money to be made, you know. But at the same time, it's like, hey, if you're going to keep the NFL safe and allow us fans to watch games because you're not ruining it by quarantining everybody because of situations like this, then please just play without fans. I'm kind of on the fence about this. I don't know how I feel about it. You know, I guess it's probably pretty weird playing an NFL game without any fans, but I mean,
especially
I don't know.
That loud stadium. So I really don't care either way, but you know, you got to be fair to everybody. If you're going to do this, you got to allow people to, you know, move around and
so you
make
think
their choices that way. So
they're going to make the NFL buble.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, but of course, who knows? Honestly, I'm saying that right now pretty confidently, but it could be. It could be a mess, and they might end up having to do the bubble. So who knows, honestly,
it's
at this
Buble,
point.
It's
so.
A Buble.
Yeah.
It's Michael Bubble and the NFL Buble, just
perfect.
To let you know.
Perfect. Is that your
More
sport?
NFL news. Yeah, more NFL news. Real quick, man. I was going to talk about this. Jets released running back Le'Veon Bell. It's pretty crazy, man. Just all of a sudden last night they came on, flashed like in the middle of the game. Hey, Le'Veon Bell gone, blah, blah, blah. He has clashed with head coach during their 2 years together. Bill's latest frustrations were evident when he liked a few Twitter posts in which some suggested he should be used more in the passing game. So it was kind of a feud there and blah, blah, blah. Boom, they don't like each other. And there you go. Hopefully it's not another, what's that guy? What was his name? Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not another one of those situations. But there you go. Le'Veon Bell, free agent.
That's a big move, man. Someone's going to pick him up for sure. So
absolutely, man. So what? There you go. That's your sports this morning. And no more NFL games up until this weekend. So it's kind of crazy how we got them up. Well, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. NFL games.
It's
this
all
week.
Over
cool.
the place, man. Every single day, which I don't hate, but we'll see what happens with this season. All right.
Please, God, don't ruin it. We love the NFL.
Ruin it. That's the best. That's what we can chalk it up as. All right. Mm-hmm. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Brock and